The first parish that I was assigned to when I was ordained a priest in May of 2010 was St. Mary Parish in Hales Corners. I was there for 3 years before coming here. And one of the blessings of that particular parish was we had a sister parish in La Tibulée, Haiti, which was about a 14-hour drive from Port-au-Prince, the capital of Haiti. And the stories you hear about Haiti being one of the poorest countries, the poverty there, it's very true, very true. If you have electricity, if you have running water, that's few and far in between. It's basically not there. And when we went, I had the privilege of going there twice. One of the things that we did is they spoke a different language. The language there was a language called Creole. And so we had a translator with us. But when we'd kind of go into the village and into the parish that we were a part of, what we'd usually do is we'd bring some kind of deflated soccer balls that we'd kind of blow up. Because whenever you had like a soccer ball, the kids would just like come running and just come. It was like a great way of talking and communicating without actually being able to speak the language. And along with the soccer balls, on one particular day, we had given the soccer balls away. We also had, if you've ever seen those little Nerf footballs that kind of have like a tail on the back of them, it's kind of an oddly shaped, so it's a Nerf ball, there's a tail, and it kind of helps you throw a spiral. And so we brought out this football, and our group was there, and then the kids from the village kind of came around, and we started throwing the football. And the kids thought this was absolutely hilarious because we're like throwing something with our arms and using our hands to catch it. And we were trying to like engage them like to see if they would want to play. And so I remember throwing a ball to this particular kid. And like we were trying to kind of, and what he did instinctively, threw him the ball. And those of you who play soccer know this move. When a ball comes at your chest, your head, what do? You let it hit, you knock it down. That's exactly what he did. He let the ball hit him, he knocked it down, and started kicking it to the other kids that were there. And they were kicking it instead of throwing it and just loving it. And then we tried to pick it back up and be like, okay, try to throw it. And then one of them finally did, and they could hardly throw the ball because their hands had never ever been used before. In soccer, you just use your feet. But anyway, the point of that whole story, could that football be used as a soccer ball? Could it? Yes, it could. It could be used. Was that what that football was made for? No, it was not made for that. It was not made for. Could it be used? Yes. Was it made for? No. And we might apply that to our lives. Our lives are meant to glorify God. And we're only going to find true joy in our lives when we use our lives for what they're made for, to serve Jesus Christ. Can we find moments of happiness at times outside? Yeah, we can. We can. But just like that football used as a soccer ball, it's not what it's made for. It's not what it's made for. It's interesting because our readings today, it's the third Sunday of Easter, and we're thinking, resurrection. And each of the readings talk about repentance. And we think this is Easter, not Lent. Each of the readings talk about repentance. And in the Acts of the Apostles, what does repentance mean? It means to change. And in the Acts of the Apostles, we hear St. Luke wrote the Acts of the Apostles. He says, the author of life you put to death, but he was raised by Jesus Christ. And then he said, you acted this way out of ignorance. You acted this way out of ignorance. So St. Luke was nice enough actually to make an excuse. He put an inbuilt excuse in. You acted this way out of ignorance. What is ignorance? It's a lack of knowledge. It's a lack of not knowing what at times what the purpose of something is. And so often in our lives, we have kind of an ignorance of our own self-worth. We have an ignorance of that fact that we are made for Jesus Christ. And unless we allow ourselves to be used by him, we're going to be like that football. We're going to be kicked around. Yeah, we'll be used, but not in the way that God wants. How do we get over that sense of ignorance? Have you ever had it happen? Maybe this happens kids with parents or spouses to each other. Sometimes one spouse goes to the other and says, honey, can you do X, Y, or Z? And you kind of look and you just kind of nod. You kind of nod, and in your mind, you're like, I'm not even listening. On to the next thing. And same with kids. Okay, it's time for bed. Okay, yep, I'm going to go. Stay on the video games or stay on the phone, right? Like, you kind of hear it, but you're not even listening. And we kind of just ignore it, in a sense. And so often, that's what we do with God, too. We hear these words that we're loved by God. We hear these words that God has mercy on us. We hear these words of loving one another, and we say, yeah, that's nice. That's good. We hear it, but we don't actually live it. We hear it, but we don't actually live it. And so Jesus Christ invites us then, in this time, in this time of Easter, this change of our hearts, to accept his love, to accept that reality that we are made in his image. And our lives will only be perfectly full of joy, will be the saints that he's called us to be when we accept the blessings that he's given us, when we accept the mission that he's given us. And then we see that mission and we see that love in one another.